Well, let's start with a bit of perspective. Just 2 years ago, Colorado voters overwhelmingly rejected a tax increase for schools. Initiative 22 is a lot larger than that previous effort, to the tune of $950 million. And in kicking off the campaign last week, Governor John Hickenlooper says things are different this time around.
Previous efforts were, let's raise our taxes and we'll spend the money wisely. People don't like that. Every dollar is spelled out.
So, Jody, is that the case, or is a tax increase, no matter where the money goes, still viewed as a tax increase?
Well, as the governor points out, Initiative 22 basically funds a Senate bill from the last session that changes the formula for public school financing. And he doesn't view it as a tax raise per se. He views it more as just catching up Colorado in terms of some much-needed education reform. You talk to Coloradans for real education reform, however, which is comprised of some opponents, including the state treasurer, Walker Stapleton, and they said that it is a tax increase because it's going to raise the amount of money that the average family is going to have to pay for education. And they said that it's going to hurt small businesses and really is a sort of a stick in the economy at a time when families don't need this.
To be clear, this would, if approved, change Colorado's flat tax rate from 4.63% to 5% and 5.9% based on income. Now, as you mentioned, lawmakers referred this measure to citizens who needed to gather over 86,000 signatures in order to get it on the election ballot. They ended up turning in more than 165,000 signatures, and in a somewhat procedural move, the Secretary of State now says those signatures need to be reviewed.
And Scott Gessler, in making this ruling, pointed out that state law requires the verification of each signature filed if the number of valid signatures falls between 90% and 110% of the amount needed. Basically, what that means is that there's going to be a line-by-line verification because they didn't quite reach the threshold of 110%. And the office has until September 4th to complete this process.
So what do supporters of the initiative do between now and then? Does this hurt the campaign effort? Do they suspend campaigning until things are official? Should they maybe have done that in the first place?
Well, you know, when you're looking back, they probably should have waited. But, you know, they turned in so many more petition signatures than they needed, and I think they assumed that there was going to be a safe cushion. And it's especially ironic, but in the fact that Governor Hickenlooper, the day before, had actually kicked off this three-month campaign. So the timing of it wasn't great in terms of the proponents. But I think they're going to be going around the state. They've got a lot of support from the Colorado Education Association and from different school-related organizations. But, you know, it's interesting. In Denver a couple weeks ago, there was a meeting about Initiative 22 of local Denver Democrats. And there was a sizable number of people in that group, which you think would be supportive of it, who had some questions. So I think proponents really need to get out and sell this. It's a lot of money, and what they've got going for them is that it's very specific this year. In fact, a provision includes a tracking system so everyone can see how transparent this process is. But it's still going to be a hard sell. People generally don't like to vote for things that are going to hit them in the pocketbook, and that's what they're going to be faced with in November.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hoopstrogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.